Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome back to another podcast episode. This episode is for me mostly, not for you. I wanted to record an episode for myself in order to gain some energy and tell myself some things I needed to hear right now. So let's listen collectively, let's listen together. And I'm hoping that it can benefit all of us at the same time. So, time. Let's speak about that for a second, right? I get so stressed out about time. I am always on the move and moving quickly, like me in particular. I get stressed. I feel like there is no time. You know, I feel like there's too much to do. And so I do not exist within a meditative state. I exist within a really circumambulated, chaotic state. This allows me to lose track of my vibration. I become very nervous. I have anxiety. And, you know, and that is only going to increase the anxiety. So how do we stop that, right? Well, have you heard that quote that says, when you don't have enough time to meditate in your day, that is when you should meditate the most. That is the time you should meditate the most, right? This goes the same with time in general. You'll find that if you meditate, you have more time. It's so wild how that works. But it's because the nature of time can be danced within. It can be bent, but like not in the way people think. Like you don't bend time, like you bend time by having a different perspective of time and by falling into the moment. Like if you fall into the moment, you'll notice that time has more value for you, you know. But if you're constantly looking at the clock, dashing everywhere, being super anxious, time, the value of time goes down. Time has less value for you because you are wasting it by worrying, by stressing, right? We actually waste time. We actually age, my friend. We actually grow older. Can you believe it? When we are watching the clock, can you believe it? When we are stressing about time, we actually age quicker. The cells of the body have less of a capacity to regenerate. Their game goes down, you know, or their abilities go down. Their healing, self-healing abilities and modalities reduce in their frequency to perform. And so this is the case with everybody's cellular makeup, the cellular makeup of the body, for plants and animals as well, not just human beings. You'd understand that cellular DNA is a few things. Number one, it is replicatable. They can replicate. how do I say it? Whatever. They're replicatable. Yes, thank you. And that goes for all of nature. Because why? Because we exist on a grid, my friend. Time is a grid. You can go back and forth on it, on top of it. Have you seen a spider web? Right? How does a spider create its web? Well, it starts from the middle. So this is how we create all of our experiences all of the time, and therefore the time of those experiences, the time spent within those experiences, and the time that the quality of the time within those experiences. You see? So just like a spider in a web, we are outwardly creating all of the time, our time perception and our experiences and and the perception of them. So everything starts and ends with your vibration. Everything. Your mood, how you look, how you heal, how you feel, what you do, you know, how you do. All of that, my friend. All of that. And that is why I personally love, you know, like the lighter side of life so much. I've been on both sides, my friend. Super light and super dark as well. And I prefer the lighter side so much more. The side where we are creative. We create stuff with a force. We have fun with what we're doing. The stage, the theater, the singing that accompanies daily life. We live, my friend, as characters. We create. like what we experience. We create our storyline as we go. Like, we are literally spiders that weave webs of our life. And so when you know this fact, it's a universal truth, right? So when you know this truth, what do? You go by it, or you follow it, so that you can excel in its capacities and boundaries, which it has none, because you can create any type of life you want, you see. It is a really freeing, electric, universal truth, you see. It sets you free. And so when you know this universal truth, that your life is yours to create, you stick to the lighter side of life. You really only do create things that light you up and that you know will light up other people as well. You do not engage with other people's problems. You do not attempt to solve other people's problems for them. You are you, and you do you proudly, and you put a lot of time into that. Your time, my friend, you're in your greatest investment ever. Because you have to understand, yes, energy is the currency. Energy is the currency. But the thing about time is that time will dictate where you direct your energy. You get to decide within your time where your energy is going to be put. So if you have to do things in your day that you don't want to do, you better start wanting to do them. You know what I mean? How? How can you start to enjoy your experiences, my friend? Be an artist. Be an artist of each one, whether it's running errands or having to go to a job or taking care of somebody else. Find the fun, because it's there. And you want to know what? Even if you don't like your life right now, you can imagine your way there. Do you understand what I'm saying? While you're doing what you have to do in your everyday life and you're doing your routine, you are living somewhere else mentally. You are already successful in who you want to be. You are already doing what you want to do. Take it from me. This is the case for me. Do you know how long I waited to be a YouTuber, in a sense? Do you know how long I wanted to be a YouTuber? I don't care that my videos get 20 views. I have videos. You know what I mean? That's crazy. That, my friend, is investment of gold. You know what I mean? Like, that is litty titty committee. Because, I'll tell you why. Because these are sound investments that will last you your entire lifetime. Whether you are entertaining or educating, you, my friend, are your business. Okay? So you have the ability to, go nuts, have fun. Trust me. You don't need views. You don't need attention to light you up. Get lit, you know? If you really love doing something, my friend, if it is your heart and soul and mission to do something, be somebody, go be it. I was filming videos since the age of 11, you know? All types of videos. I'm a comedian through and through. I like to dress it up. For my presentations in high school, I literally would like dress up and have fun, like, and then I would submit them. I would submit them to like the portal, you know. But man, they would be really fun videos, and nobody would see them except for the teachers. And they loved it, you know. So like, do what you love. Do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. Because in that is the gold. In that is the goal. In that is the way you find your juice for the world. You want to know what else? Separate yourself from everything and everybody that is not your passion, your talent, your hobby, and your interest. And just do that. Just do that. Don't even spend time with people if they're going to distract you. If they're not adding to the cause, see, it gets really easy when it gets black and white. If they're not adding to you and your cause and your mission, what you need to do, right? Respectfully, it is not an emotional decision. It is not from a place of pain. It's from a place of logic. It is from a place of cold. Will you feel bad making such decisions? Yes, because you're human, and I would feel weird if you didn't feel bad, because that means that you actually really do care about people, and that's good. But if you have to focus on yourself, and if your entire mission is not even being done at all, like, what are you doing entertaining thoughts of other people even? Get serious. Get serious. This is not about wealth. This is not about business even. This is not about finances or even a legacy. No, this is your impact. Okay? This is what your impact relies on. What you can do here, right now, for the entire world, in this present moment. You know, what can you do for people? What can you do for you? Do it for you, and the world will benefit. That's it. You don't have to save the world. You don't have to be a humanitarian to follow what I'm talking about, or to, you know, actively pursue what I'm talking about. You just have to let yourself be you. And oh my God, can I tell you guys, like, I was not letting myself be myself forever. Forever. I cannot believe I'm, like, pissed off at myself, because how is that the case? Like, when we know, like, you gotta do what you gotta do, bro. It's so easy. Just be fun and fresh. Just be a child. Just enjoy. Like, stop being so heavy with your energy and your thoughts and the way you see the world. And this was advice that I needed months ago, and I finally got it. You know what I mean? And I finally got how to implement it. Growth is never easy, and it's never light. It is heavy. Growth is heavy. But, you know, weaving a web is effort, and you have to take on that heavy energy to continue going sometimes. But then when you understand that the duration of that heavy energy has run its course, smoothly allow yourself to transition to having a lighter energy and a lighter frequency. Let go of some shit. You know what I mean? Let go. Somebody hurt you when you were a child. Let go. What are you doing deluding yourself into thinking that's even the truth at all? Change your truth. You have to be a warrior. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have to be a soldier of this life. Do you understand? This requires constant attention to how you feel. Constant priority of how you feel. This is important information that I'm telling you, because you must be mindful about how you are feeling in your emotional state. Yeah, you will face calamity and pain and sadness. You will. And you will have to let go of some stuff too. But you can. Because the lesson is to. You know? The lesson is to let go and everything. Let go and also love and also forgive first. Then you can let go, right? Because you're just giving the experience back to your creator. It's easy then to let go. But if you hold on to what is no longer alive, including parts of you or even a version of you, how the hell can you move forward? Somebody hurt you a year ago? F it, okay? Like, what is that? It didn't even happen. You see what I'm saying? It didn't even happen. Why are you allowing yourself to think that you got hurt? You didn't get hurt. You didn't. Because whatever they hurt, you needed it. It was like an antidote to show you more of you, to show you more of the situation, and to show you that, hey, you don't have to take everything so to your heart. Sometimes we must really be aware that the ego likes to play tricks on us. Yeah, your ego got hurt, and did your heart get hurt? Okay, if your heart got hurt, you are still above the heart, yeah. You are not the heart, yeah. So you have the ability to mend the heart, yeah. You are the soul, yeah. Why are you lying to yourself? You didn't get hurt. Your heart got hurt. Your emotional rubber band got hurt. But you didn't. The soul didn't. The soul cannot be burned by fire, drowned by water, and anything like that. Of the physical elements, or even the emotional ones, or even time. It doesn't age, you see. Oh, how powerful the soul is. If people understood that the chakra points line up together for the purpose of creating a path, right? They are meant to align so that something can move up them, you see. Like, the soul has the ability to create its own recognition of itself, you see. We are self-generating sources of power, right? As being children of the ultimate source of power itself, and the one who has the ability to generate all of us. Wow. You know what I mean? So the faith in ourselves and in our makers must be abysmal. It must be indestructible. Like, it must be so on fire with the bliss and excitement and healing energy of this human life that we self-sustain. You see, we create life, we create abundance, we create jokes and joys and healing energy, bro. Oh my God, like, oh, it is so good. It is so good. I can't even tell you. It is so good. And like, ooh, I'm just like letting the energy run up me, because sometimes I need these reminders myself, you see. We are shamans of the highest order, and we are. And we must practice and remember this. And let yourself breathe, like, let yourself relax, you know, let yourself really unwind and like move tension, move negative energy, move stress through your body. Stress does not exist. There is no such thing as the term stress. You are receiving of everything you allow in. So allow moonlight in, allow water in, allow air in. Yes, allow the real things in, allow God, spirit, to source in, allow Krishna in, yeah. Allow realness in, truth, my friend. My God, how good is the truth, yeah? Like, this is what Bhakti will teach you. Bhakti will teach you, okay, that the truth is there staring us in the face. And we make the conscious decision to forget by being engrossed in the sense objects. It tells us how we forget, why we forget. It sheds light into the basic human primitive natures that we are. And so the Gita hits, you know what I mean? The Gita will tell you where it's at in terms of all of these things. And then you will kind of realize something. It's a That's why it's literally called the science of self-realization. It's not a religion. It is not a religion. Where does it ever say or paint itself as a religion? Bhakti is a path. Bhakti is it's a practice. It's a science. It is not a dogma. You do not get punished in bhakti, okay? Like, it shows you the soul. And I am stressing this over and over because I also need to stress it to myself. Because at some point, I was so deluded into thinking that bhakti and, like, God was not, like, gonna help me. And this was from people who saw my light, bro. And this was from people who got the fact that I was following bhakti so closely. And so they sent all sorts of bullshit my way. And I'm not like mad about it. Like, it's good because Krishna got me. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like people can be so jealous. And like, honestly, it's Gucci Mane. Like, I'm not really with it. I don't really mind anymore. Like, at one point, it got me down, you know, because I'm just a kid. Like, I'm just a girl. And I got deluded into thinking that was my truth, but it's not, because I don't mind that people get jealous. Like, I love the same. And number one, number two, my purpose is the same. It doesn't change, you see. And our purpose includes love, you see, of others, because we are inherently trying to raise the consciousness of each person so that war and famine and homelessness and hopelessness just don't exist anymore, you see. Everything dovetails into one another. By the way, these are my intentions for the world. And yes, everything is a butterfly effect, and I wish to eventually eradicate a lot of problems for myself and for others, because I want freedom of the mind, heart, and spirit. And that is the way, because when you see the way to create your life, and you see that it is you, and you focus on the equilibrium of your mind and the balance of your soul and your heart combined, then you can create beautiful things for yourself and others. Many good things happen. Like, besides the fact that your karma gets completely burned and, like, resolved, you attain 12th house liberation. You attain moksha in this life when you do what you love and when you do what you are here to do. Depression and hopelessness and lack and all these things, they come from people really, they come from you really allowing for people to influence you. Do not, especially if you found God, bro, don't let people influence you. Like, what the heck? Like, you're here to influence them. It goes the other way around. You know what I mean? It's just such stupidity to ever self-doubt. Like, honestly, I'm not trying to say that, you know, whatever, but it's stupidity. It coming to you very bluntly, like, it is stupidity. Like, if you're gonna doubt yourself, freaking feel bad about some shit that happened, like, what are you doing? You have to keep moving forward, and release things and love, and that's it. And be a source of light and goodness for people. Put your focus and energy on yourself and, like, what you can do in your business or daily interactions. That's it. And you are your own business, periodette. You know what I mean? Periodette. By the way, I just want to state something. The confidence of someone who knows that they are teaching from their heart is much different than the confidence of someone that is trying to freaking sell you something. I will never, ever in my freaking life come to you unconfidently, because I'm here with my heart to you. Like, that's it. Any single video I make or podcast that I record or song that I sing or thing I try to sell you to or tell you to, baby, come on. You know what I mean? I will go work my ass off. But I will not feel unauthentic in my business. You know what I mean? Or in what I'm doing. I can't do it. You know, people that try to copy other people? Yeah, I can't. I'm trying to. Wish I could. It's not possible. It's not possible for me, because everything comes from my heart. It's not ego. See, people think I do things with my ego. No, it's creation. It's sense creation. Like, my mind, my heart, my body, my voice, they're very much mind, but they're also very much soul. You know what I mean? I own it, you know, in the energetic trademark. So I can't possibly copy anybody else. It's just not possible. Maybe I will try someday. If I'm ever successful, I'll let you know who and how I did it. But I don't know. I mean, copying is not even bad. But if you try to emulate someone's energy, now that's bad, my friend. Oh, you get kind of effed up. Because, well, if you're trying to steal someone's energy, we're not going to go into it. I've experienced a lot of BS that I'm not really willing to go into. But if you try to, like, really capture, let's say, yeah, you will be deluded out of your position. Especially if that person knows how to, like, protect and defend, you know. Then, like, what are you doing trying to, like, hurt someone? It just doesn't work out. The universe won't have it, because it goes against natural law. Like, if you try to go against natural law and the person is under the protection of natural law, what you doing? You know what I mean? Just doesn't work out. But yeah, anyway, I know a lot of stuff. Haha. You know what I mean? Energetically, physically, psychically. People also try to be super like spiritual and stuff online, which is fine. I get it. I mean, if you like it, go for it. You know what I mean? I can't really tell you what I am, though, because I feel like I fit under too many categories at the same time. But I'm here nonetheless. Let's just say that. So, so yeah. Is there anything else I wanted to talk about? I think that's pretty much it. Scorpio Leo vibes all up in this. You know what I mean? Truly at night. It has to do with my chart. I do have sun in the 12th house. My soul is extremely equanimous, happy, joyful, logical, you know. It comes out at night, really. And during the day, as I get busy, I have to do stuff, I have to get stuff done. But at night, my friend, is when I come out to play in the best way, in a fun way, in a way that lights candles and doesn't stay up too late. But in a fun way nonetheless. I like theater a lot. I like the arts and performance and moonlight, and that all comes out at night for me. And it's just very musical. and a spiritual time for me. At night, I can see what God sees because I look out and I see stars. So there's like a more like calm and cool resemblance of Vishnu and his essence and aura for me. But the sun is cool too. It's just that the sun reminds me of duty, fighting a war, combat, you know, fire, and things like that, and productivity, circulation even. Well, yeah, actually, yeah. you know, and so, yeah. I'm like looking up at the stars right now, and I see the Small Dipper, Big Dipper. Wow. Oh my gosh, I love it. I used to look at the stars all the time in Santa Cruz when I was in Santa Cruz, and I would see the same thing, and it's like, it's just the same thing over and over again. Like, I'm kind of in the same situation that I was then, but it's just that so much has happened still since then. But when I look at the stars, it's like nothing has happened. Like, time doesn't exist. And it's so freeing and nice and special and, like, amazing and important and beautiful. And I really adore and love it. And, yeah. And I'm looking at Venus right now. Oh, wow. I feel so safe. Like, I feel like so, yeah, so safe. Like, God is, like, everywhere. Really, God is everywhere. And we just have to want to see. And to believe, too, to believe that, yes, like, Kanha, Krishna, you are here. You are. Like, you know, and it's the case for everybody. Everybody can reach out for help. It's like a help service desk 24/7. You know what I mean? Because it's just really helpful. They solve your problems and they don't even ask for a survey. Like, they're really helpful up there, and all you have to do is like ask. And you can tell that I've been through some stuff even recently. My voice is tired, my mind is tired, my heart is tired, you know, like I've been through it, especially recently. And once again, I'm reminded of this. No matter how many reminders of this I get, I will always be reminded of this because it's the truth. And the reminder will come every time I need it to come, you know? And it's the same for you too. Ask and you shall receive. Ask to see. Ask for God. Because God will give you what you want, period. He will. All he needs from you is to embrace like chaotic positivity of him. Like, chaotic faith in him. Like, holy shit, Krishna, you know? like, for real, you finna pop off, do some shit for me or what? You know what I mean? Like, I've been doing most things you've asked me to do. Let's go. You love me so much. You know what I mean? He does deliver every time. Like, like, every time. It's so good. It's so good. And, like, honestly, a few things. Number one, I'm PMSing for show. But number two, you know, maybe I'm meant to feel this way. Maybe I'm meant to feel really, like, dizzy. Because I am, like, coming back over and over again, you know, I'm just learning new things and bringing them back. Like, holy shit. You know, like, that's crazy. I'm learning new things. I'm going through my experiences raw, okay, and then I come back though. Wow, that's crazy. I bring them back. So I bring everything I'm learning to the forefront. And in real time, I'm filming and doing, like, oh my God. And I'm making this podcast. Oh my God, that's crazy. Information is just coming out of me. Energy is just coming out of me in my singing videos. in my, like, wow. I'm just seeing it all. I'm seeing my TikToks, like, in my head. I'm, like, seeing my TikToks. I'm seeing my YouTube videos. I'm seeing my Instagram posts, my podcasts, things I've said, things people have heard from me. And, like, wow. I'm a messenger. I kind of knew this. Oh my gosh, please. I'm actually kind of freaking out a little bit because I cannot believe I'm speaking about this. I kind of knew this, yes. But maybe I thought it was a really heavy task or something because I didn't want to admit it to myself. Like, I didn't want to admit that I was, like, a teacher, a messenger. Why was I so heavy about that? I just felt like it was a really heavy responsibility. But it's not. I can have fun with it. Like, I've been having fun with it. Every time I dance or move or make myself look pretty or put on an outfit, that is God. Wow. Oh my God. It's not what I thought it was. It's not driven by anything other than that. It is not driven by that lower stuff like I was made to believe. Wow. Holy crap. I am an angel, like, on this planet. I'm not even kidding. I'm getting this download with you. I'm getting it with you. I'm like, that's why I never fit in. And I still don't, and I cry about it all the time. And I get depressed about it all the time. I'm always a little depressed because of it. Because I'm just not made to fit in. Wow. I can lead because I don't even want to lead. I just need to be. Wow. That is huge. Okay. I can kind of tell too that people kind of understand that my ego is not that big. Like, I think people know that I just am living from my, like, heart or something. I don't know. I feel like people get that. I feel like people can tell, right? Like, can't people tell the energy, the vibration? I don't know. I can't tell what people can tell about me. I may be psychic to some degree and a little bit, like, intuitive and able to receive, absorb, and download information and then teach it, but I cannot understand how I'm being perceived from the outer shell because what is within is just so real, you see. That's cool. I like that. I wasn't even, like, aware of that, like, this entire time. You know what I mean? Like, that's, like, really, really cool. So then I'm not what people thought I was, or I'm not who it is people think I am. So then why do I believe that? Sometimes I really believe what other people think of me as being my own truth, and it's not. It's not my own truth. I am a undefinable flying object. You know what I mean? Like, for real. Like, why am I under the impression that I'm noise? You know, and all of that. It's just not the case. Whew, so much heaviness on my heart, man. Why do I take on other people's burdens as my own? I'm here to look hot, act pretty, act cute, be stupid, have fun, and look sexy. And that's about it. Like, you know what I mean? And, like, teach. Oh my gosh, never a force like this has been present before on this planet. I feel like I'm a galactic, like, mission all in my own, all in, wrapped up, like, of my own accord with, like, a huge force behind me. I honestly think I am. I honestly think that's the case. And yes, they're saying people seem like people will think you're speaking from your ego. I'm not. I have seen them. They are around me. There is a force around me. Okay. So yeah, it's lit being the way that I am. I can't hide the fact that I'm growing spiritually. I have grown spiritually. I'm sure some people think it's weird or that I'm weird or whatever. That's fine. Maybe I am. Have you ever considered that option? That is an option, you know? Why not? Somebody has to do it. Like, it's Gucci Mane. It's all the same to me. It doesn't matter. Like, you know, how it is that I am, baby. As long as I am heart. from the heart, you know. I'm speaking about this a lot because I feel like I just have needed to speak on it. You know what I mean? It is my true, authentic, energetic opinion, you know. And I believe that you should adopt the same one for yourself. You are qualified. No matter who you are justified, my friend, in your energetic and spiritual wholeness and beauty and value. You are perfect. Do you understand what I'm saying? In the eyes of Source Universe, which is all, human beings are, have been lied to by them. They have been lying to themselves for a long time about who they are. Do not fall into that trap of thinking that you are a judgmental person. You're not. You're pure. And you only judge other people because it's practiced to do so. Ditch that practice. Delete that practice from your mental hard drive and understand that you are free to not judge yourselves and to not judge others and to live and let live in a very sovereign type of way. You know what I mean? I really will run one day for political office. I really will. Watch. You don't believe me? I will do it. You know? I will. I'm looking for an entirely different life. I'm looking to really be who I am, to shift out of bullshit energies that I've kind of been adopting for a long time. I've been kind of masking who I am for a long time. I can only really be free in my videos and podcasts and art. When I'm with people in person, something in me needs to serve them, and so I conform to whatever environment I'm put in so that I could perform the best. But it doesn't always work out, and I leave loving people just the same. You know what I mean? There is no loss of love here. You know how there's that phrase that says there is no love lost? Well, for me, it's the opposite. There's no loss of love here. I still love the same. I still love you just as much as I did when I met you, period. Because I am stable in that and solid in that. You know, as a person, that's what I live off of. I have to love people and respect them. I have to because it is what allows for me to be me, you know. So yeah, guys, I think I will wrap it up here. I love you so much. Thank you for listening to me speak. You are my favorite in the world. I appreciate you, and I will speak to you in the next podcast. Peace.